Yep, Tom Lydon joins us right now, the editor at ETFtrends.com, a terrific site if you are an ETF investor because it covers the industry soup to nuts and it gives you the benefit of Tom's insights. You can follow the site on Twitter at ETFtrends. You can follow Tom at Tom Lydon. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is...
the iShares Edge MSCI Minimum Volatility USA Small Cap ETF, ticker symbol SMMV.
SMMV, the iShares Edge MSCI MinVol, Minimum Volatility USA Small Cap ETF, is not just a mouthful. There are so many elements in here, it makes your head spin. You've got Minimum Volatility USA Small Cap, and of course, MSCI, etc. So why minimum volatility and small cap? Is that the attractiveness here, that it takes two things that you don't necessarily think go together and puts them together, or is it something else?
Well, first of all, if you are an ETF lover the way you and I are, you know that some of the best performing ETFs in the last 12 months have been minimum volatility, high dividend oriented ETFs. There's been a lot of question if they're overbought, but very few discussions have wrapped around mid and small cap minimum volatility ETFs. With that in mind, and for the fact that we're seeing a little bit volatility here in the markets these days, there are investors who, yes, maybe they've embraced small cap ETFs in their portfolios, which you should, as well as mid and large cap, but more importantly, if you like the way that minimum volatility has worked in the large cap arena, you know that you could hope for similar performance or at least similar attributes in small caps. So with that in mind, MSCI and iShares have partnered on this ETF, the idea that hopefully during drawdowns in the market, you're not going to give back as much, that there might be a decent dividend because, yes, there are a lot of small cap stocks that also provide dividends, but more importantly, in the last few years, large caps have outperformed small caps. But historically, small cap stocks have outperformed large cap stocks. So if you believe that at one point in time we're going to have a reversion of the mean and small caps will outperform, but you are concerned too with drawdown, here's maybe an opportunity for you.
One of the things that's brought people to the iShares Edge MSCI Minimum Volatility USA ETF, the sister that you were talking about, USMV, is that dividend premium that they were getting. In small caps, you don't expect a dividend premium. So how much of this is, I like small caps, versus how much of this is an alternative yield source?
It's secondarily an alternative yield source, although it's surprising, Chuck, that a lot of mid-cap and small-cap stocks really are becoming good partners with their shareholders. And if they do happen to accumulate cash, even though they tend to be in more of a growth phase, they are sharing the results of profitability with their clients, which a lot of investors like these days. I mean, I'll tell you, it used to be that 10 or 20 years ago, you'd look to small caps purely for growth. However, value and dividends really are playing a greater role as those types of companies that have that mandate are rewarded by a number of investors.
What is an appropriate expectation? For years, what everybody has thought is, hey, you're going to get 10% a year doing domestic stocks, and you'll get 12% a year on small caps. Now, most people are forecasting less now for both sides of that. But are we still expecting there to be a premium on the small caps, and that we would expect this small cap allocation to do better over time than the large cap?
I think you can't fight with history, and I think over time you're going to continue to see small cap stocks over time outperform large cap stocks. And again, the fact that large caps have outperformed small caps recently might even give more weight on making sure that you've got your proper allocation, number one. Number two, there's been a huge amount of adoption of ETFs in all asset classes. And if you have ETFs within your portfolio, but you happen to buy cap-weighted indices like the Russell 2000, again, that's great and it might work very well, but here's another example of a smart beta strategy. And a smart beta strategy in the small cap asset class. Why not consider a portion of your small cap allocation to something that might have a little bit more discipline than just buying a traditional cap weighted index?
And how much of your small cap allocation would you move in this direction?
Well, I'm saying overall, if you're in your equity portion, if you've got 20% in small caps, which sounds to be the right amount, maybe you can move 20% of that over. But again, it's really a good buy and hold allocation for sure. But in the same regard, recently it's above its 200-day moving average, so you could also use it as a trading vehicle. This is one of those examples, Chuck, that we use not only as a recommendation, but as a way to educate investors that ETFs continue to offer more strategies, and small caps have been unloved the last couple of years. If you're looking to rebalance and make sure you have your proper allocation, it doesn't have to be a cap-weighted index. It doesn't have to be an actively managed mutual fund that maybe, for the most part, has underperformed and has a high expense ratio. Here's a way where you've got a factor strategy that might be a little bit smarter than what you've been able to invest in the past.
It's the iShares Edge MSCI Minimum Volatility USA Small Cap ETF, SMMV, the ETF of the week, from Tom Lydon, the editor at ETFTrends.com. Tom, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Great, Chuck. Thank you.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETF Trends, and for all things ETF related, check out the website. Follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. Follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon.